Blog Talk Radio.
I see a shatter, you see whole. I see a broken, but you see beautiful.
Father God, gather him tonight, the lost kings on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they may find themselves and realize that they are kings and that they were born for king-sized behavior. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, open up some man's spirit on tonight, Lord God, that he may be able to receive this word, that he may see himself in a new light. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, apart from what society is telling him, apart from what he's hearing in his own home, Lord God, let him hear what you say about him on tonight, Lord God, and let him be able to receive. Now, Father God, I ask that you set me down, Lord God, and that you speak through me clearly, Lord God, and mightily, Lord God, that somebody may be changed on tonight, that somebody truly may have king-sized behavior on tonight in the name of Jesus. I give you honor and I give you praise. Amen. Hello, everybody. This is Prolific Fire, and I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that this word will be a blessing to you. If you're female on tonight, do not feel discouraged, but I ask that you pass this message on to a man in your life. Help me spread the word on tonight. Thank you. Tonight, the foundational text is taken from Proverbs 31. It's taken from Proverbs 31. Most people, when they think of Proverbs 31, they automatically think about the Proverbs 31 woman and how virtuous the Bible says she was. But that's not where we're going tonight. Actually, Proverbs 31 opens with a mother talking to her son. Did you know that? Actually, Proverbs 31 opens with a mother talking to her son. The son's name is Lemuel, meaning for God or devoted to God. Lemuel was a king, and he had a wise mother. He was a king, and he had a wise mother. The counsel from King Lemuel's mother is good advice for any man in a leadership position. Tonight, this message is for any man in a leadership position. She warns Lemuel not to fall into the trap of immorality. Chasing after women, plural, chasing after women, will sap a king's strength. That's what she told him. Then she warns her son against the dangers of alcohol. A drunken king is never a good king, she said. A ruler who craves beer and wine will pervert justice and act lawlessly. Finally, King Lemuel's mother instructs her son about the necessity of true justice. May the Lord grant us many rulers, especially now in this country, like King Lemuel, who would heed the advice of a queen mother on ruling well. That's what this message is about. It's about leadership. It's about ruling well. It's about having king-sized behavior. Now let's find out exactly what this queen mother said to her son, the exact words. Proverbs 31, verses 1 through 9. Again, for those just joining, I know most of the time when you hear Proverbs 31, you think about the Proverbs 31 woman and how virtuous the Bible says that she was. But tonight, we're not going there. Actually, Proverbs 31 opens with a mother talking to her son. And we're going to look at those verses. Proverbs 31, verse 1 through 9. Reading from the Contemporary English Version of the Bible. These are the sayings that King Lemuel of Massah was taught by his mother. My son Lemuel, you were born in answer to my prayers. So listen carefully. Don't waste your life chasing after women. This has ruined many kings. Kings and leaders should not get drunk or even want to drink. Drinking makes you forget your responsibilities. And you mistreat the poor. Beer and wine are only for the dying. Beer and wine are only for the dying, or those who have lost hope. Let them drink and forget how poor and miserable they feel. But you must defend those who are helpless and have no hope. Be fair and give justice to the poor and homeless. Many of you, as sons of God, as men of God, are living too low. Many of you, as sons of God, as men of God, have been living too low, behaving too low. Clearly, from tonight's foundational text, we see that there's a certain way God expects you as kings, as leaders, to behave. From the text, we see a mother instructing her son in what is and what is not appropriate behavior for a leader, appropriate behavior for a king like himself. She tells him what is appropriate and inappropriate behavior for a leader, for a king like himself. A mother speaks to her son and lets her son know that he was born in answer to her prayers. He was born a leader. He was born a king. And there's a certain behavior that's inappropriate for him. King-sized behavior. King-sized behavior. That's the title of tonight's message. Stop living too low. Stop behaving too low. Son of God, man of God, it's time you be elevated to king-sized behavior. King-sized behavior in your flesh. King-sized behavior in your spirit. Now, regardless of how you feel about President Obama, in 8 years, you have to admit there has not been one scandal involving him and another woman. There has not been one scandal involving him and another woman. That's king-sized behavior. And that's the first thing this dear mother is instructing her son about. She tells him, Don't waste your life chasing after women. Don't waste your life chasing after women. This has ruined many kings. Somebody, as a man, the devil is always secretly trying to attack the strength of your manhood. Somebody, as a man, the devil is always secretly trying to attack the strength of your manhood, attempting to weaken you in your flesh and spirit. The devil would like nothing more than for you, the one God has anointed leader, you, the one God has anointed king, to be labeled a womanizer, to be labeled unfaithful, to be labeled untrustworthy. King David being the perfect example. In 1 Samuel 16, David gets anointed king over his brothers and in the place of Saul. And though David was strong enough to beat out all seven of his brothers, listen to me tonight. And though David was strong enough to beat out all seven of his brothers for the position of king and replace Saul, he was not strong enough to win out against his own flesh. He was not strong enough to beat, to defeat, to win out against his own flesh. And in 2 Samuel, just a few chapters over, he sought after God and slept with Bathsheba, a married woman. And he himself was married at the time. Somebody say womanizer. Somebody say unfaithful. David, despite the king he was anointed to be, he was a womanizer. He was unfaithful. And by being unfaithful, he rendered himself. And some of you on tonight, you rendered yourself. Nobody made you do it. You didn't come into the world that way. You rendered yourself. He rendered himself untrustworthy. May I remind you, the way of the unfaithful is hard, according to Proverbs 13 and 15, NIV, the older version. The way of the unfaithful is hard. Can't you see, man of God? Can't you see, son of God, how one thing being out of order is associated with another thing being out of order? Can't you see how one thing being out of order is associated with another thing being out of order? Unfaithful and untrustworthy are not the same word, but they are very closely associated in nature. That's what the devil wants. Somebody, that's what the devil wants. He wants to have a domino effect on you. He wants to have a domino effect on you. He wants to touch just one area of your life. He wants to touch just one area of your life and have all the other areas be affected, making things hard for you. That was revelation for somebody. I felt it in my spirit. That's what the devil is doing. He's touching one area in your life, and it's causing all the other areas to be affected, making things hard for you. Therefore, do not waste your life chasing after women. This has ruined many kings. Notice the mother in the text does not tell her son, King Lemuel, to not have a relationship with a woman. She does not tell him to not have a relationship with a woman because that would be unnatural. Remember, God made Adam and Eve. He made them for each other. So to tell a man to not have a relationship with a woman, that would be unnatural. Instead, she tells him, don't waste his life chasing women. Don't waste his life chasing women. Women, plural, meaning more than one woman at a time. Do not be a womanizer. Do not be a womanizer. Because for every woman you go through, listen carefully, because for every woman you go through, you are leaving, releasing a part of you you will never get back. If there is no child produced, you are leaving behind, releasing a part of you that you will never get back. Instead, focus on one woman at a time. Focus on one woman at a time until you are blessed to find the right one. Until you are blessed to find the right one. Man of God comes from the right woman, not women. Your favor comes from the right woman, not women, plural. It's not a contest. I know what the devil has put in your head. I know what you've heard from your uncles and your older cousin, but it's not a contest. Therefore, do not let the pursuit of women ruin you. Do not let the pursuit of women ruin you. You are a leader. You are a king. God has greater on the scoreboard of your life. God has greater on the scoreboard of your life than a blonde, a redhead, a black haired challenge. He has more on the scoreboard of your life than some blonde, some redhead, a black haired challenge. God does not want your conqueror. God does not want the conqueror in you to come out that way. Most men are conquerors, but God says he does not want the conqueror in you to come out in that way. The second thing this mother tells her son, King Lemuel, she tells him, kings and leaders should not get drunk or even want to drink. Drinking makes you forget your responsibilities and you mistreat the poor. As a leader, as a king, you shouldn't want to consume anything that has the potential to alter your behavior. You shouldn't want to consume anything that has the potential to alter your behavior, alter your thinking, and ultimately cause you to lose the leverage, the status you have fought to obtain. If you are a man on tonight, or perhaps you'll be listening in, with one of these nice women that are on the phone or online or however you listening in, will pass this message on to a man that's in your life. If you are a man, especially a man the world will label as a minority, if you are a man that the world will label a minority, you shouldn't want to take a chance on anything that could jeopardize the respect you've been forced to fight for in the workplace, in society, and even in your home. Son of God, sons of God, men of God, hear me. God has one message overall he wants you to remember tonight, and that is, don't be caught slipping. Hear me tonight. Hear me well. Don't be caught slipping. Don't be caught slipping. You can't do everything the world is doing. You can't do everything the world is doing. Step up your game. A lot of the things the world is doing now is because they have lost hope and don't know where else to turn. A lot of the things they're doing now is because they have lost hope and they don't know where else to turn. So they consume everything that's not needful to the body. But you're supposed to know better. Some man up under the sound of my voice, whether you're listening later, because as I said, some woman passed this message to you, or you're listening right now perhaps, you're supposed to know better. You are supposed to know better. Don't let what you have chosen kill you. I feel that in my spirit for somebody. Don't let what you have chosen kill you. Sometimes you can lose the right to tell your enemies not to gloat. Sometimes you can lose the right to tell your enemies not to gloat. They have every right to gloat. They have every right to gloat. Somebody saying, Prophet says, how can you say that? They have every right to gloat because you have fallen into that situation on your own and it wasn't necessary. They have every right to gloat because what you have fallen into, you brought on yourself and it could have been avoided. But as the scripture says in Micah 7 and 8, the Lord would be your light in darkness. The Lord would be your light in darkness. God is just that faithful. Step up your game. Don't be caught slipping. You are a man in authority. Act like it. You are a man in authority. Act like it. But you're also a man under authority. From the realm of the spirit, God is watching. But in the physical sense, every day you got somebody watching, waiting on you to forget something. They're waiting on you to forget something, to mess up on your responsibilities, waiting on you to mistreat the wrong one. Why are they waiting on you to do one or all of those things? Because they want to discredit you. They don't want to see you get ahead in life. Don't make it easy for them. Step up your game. Don't be caught slipping. In the foundational text, King Lemuel's responsibility, his calling, his area of anointing was as such. But you must defend those who are helpless and have no hope. Be fair and give justice to the poor and homeless. And just like King Lemuel, you are devoted. You are a king devoted to God, and under his authority, you have responsibility. You have a calling. You have an area of anointing. And all God is asking of you now is don't let society mess it up for you. Don't let society mess it up for you. Control your flesh. Control your flesh. Stop trying to fit in. Instead, choose to bravely stand out and display king-size behavior. Stop living too low. Stop behaving too low. Son of God, man of God, it's time you be elevated to king-size behavior in your flesh, king-size behavior in your spirit. And for that to happen, God says, you must put away some behavior. You must put away some behavior that you know you've outgrown. Many of you, you know you've outgrown the way you've been acting. It's time you put away childish behavior, things that you know you've outgrown. You're a king. You should be displaying king-size behavior. You're a leader. You should be displaying king-size behavior in every area of your life, from relationship to leadership. You should be displaying king-size behavior. It's time to lead with integrity in every area of your life. It's time to lead with integrity in every area of your life. Above everything else you've been called to do, above everything else that you've been called to do, your first calling is to serve God. Your first calling is to serve God efficiently and effectively. Effectively and efficiently. There's no private life, private behavior when you serve a public God. There's no private life, private behavior when you serve a public God. Everything you do is his servant, affects him. If you're doing it, God sees it. If you're doing it, God sees it. Therefore, only you can destroy you. Therefore, only you can destroy you. But please don't do that. Please don't do that. Step up your game. Step up your game on tonight. Do not be caught slipping. You can't do everything the world is doing and expect to still be on the same level with God. He expects you to have king-size behavior. He expects you to be the leader that he's calling you to be in the way that he's calling you to be. Let's pray. Father God, touch every man under the sound of my voice. Whether he's listening now or later, touch every man under the sound of my voice. Strengthen their flesh and spirit so that they will not fall prey to their own ungodly desires, so that they will not fall prey to this society's ungodly desire for or view of them. Touch them until their behavior lines up with the authority, lines up with the calling, lines up with the area of anointing you have given them. Touch them until they surrender to the king-size behavior, the conduct level, the potential that is lying dormant inside of them. For the lost kings and queens designed to be saved but are not. Repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner, getting lost further and further in this unfriendly world. I desire to be saved. I believe Jesus is Lord. I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord. Save me, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If there's anybody on the phone and you desire prayer, press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you. Press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you. Thank you, everybody, for joining on tonight. If you're female, don't feel left out. Just pass this word on to a man. Tell him, happy early Christmas. This is your word from God on tonight. Just bless his soul, and I pray that he gets delivered, whether he's your husband, your cousin, your father, whoever. I see that there are no prayer requests on the line tonight. Also, if you're somebody and you pray that prayer of salvation, you can visit the website by going to prolificfireministry.com. Prolificfireministry.com. Because things in this world come up. If anybody listening under the sound of my voice, whether male or female, if anybody listening under the sound of my voice, throughout this week you need prayer or private consultation, You can always call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or email prolificfire@gmail.com. Prolificfire@gmail.com. Follow me on social media, on Twitter at prolificfire, on Periscope where I'm about to go. So if you want to see me and hear this message again, follow me on Periscope at prolificfire, on Instagram at prophetessstacy, and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, join my sister in ministry, Prophetess Page. She's back. Join my sister in ministry, Prophetess Page, for Faith on the Line, December the 2nd. It's a serious time of prayer before God on her prayer line. Call in and mute your phone lines. Mute your phone lines and call in and receive the prayer that we'll be going for Friday night. That's every Friday night. Friday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. Call 712-451-0011. 712-451-0011. That's every Friday, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. Access code 474723. Or you can watch her live on Periscope by going to @ Natasha C. Pate. Pate is P-A-T-E, Natasha C. Pate 24. Then join me back here on Prolific Fire. On Prolific Fire, which will be December the 5th, the message will be suicide is not the answer. I told y'all we deal with real issues on Prolific Fire. And so the message will be suicide is not the answer. Beloved, nothing, no matter how bad it seems, is worth the cost of your life. Suicide awareness. That concludes the message for tonight. Until next Monday, God bless you all. Good night.